Is it true that there can be a famine in the house of bread? Where is the house of bread today? Certainly that's the place where the Lord Jesus wants to gather his own around himself. And yet, in that very place, there can be famine too. I was thinking of the time of Gideon. It says there in Judges 6 that there was no sustenance in Israel. Obviously, there was a famine. And yet, a little later, we find out, and what is Gideon doing? He was threshing wheat in the wine press. Even if there is a time that it seems that there is a famine in the very place where the Lord Jesus wants to gather his own, and it can be because of our own condition, then it's still something that for the soul that has his eye on God, he will not do what Elimelech did, but he will do what Gideon did. Because you can rest assured that even in the most difficult times, even in the assemblies, God will never let his own without something. Gideon didn't have much. He wasn't on the threshing floor. God gave you things, but are you really taking time to search out the kernels that you have received, the bit that was there, and work with that? See, that's something that was not done. And this is what we see so often, that when there is a feeling that I do not receive what I feel that I need for my soul, I go elsewhere. Well, you know, when you know the names of these two boys, I don't know exactly anymore what they know, what they mean, but these two boys had not exactly names that spoke of strength and health. Pining, I think, is one of them. You can imagine the heart of a mother. And you know, Moab is not so bad. After all, do you know that in Moab, the greatest prophecies were given some years back? It was on the mountain in Moab that Balaam spoke things that were so blessed, so great. Moab is not all that bad. Of course, we overlook the things that happened shortly after. See, that's the thing that happens to us. It's not so bad there. God wants us to realize and bow down our heads. We are all part of the condition that we are in. It's not his fault, it's not her fault, it's our fault, it's my fault. And we have to bow before the Lord and seek what the Lord wants to give us. And there is always sufficient for a soul that truly seeks after God's way, after God's heart, and God will give like he gave to Gideon. And we know that story, we don't have to go into that, we know. Who doesn't know the story of Gideon? A big help he became. And that could be you, a big help used of God. If we but take the little that we have and search it out, and we don't become a Nehemiah.